wake up and go beyond the glass ceiling. Now is the moment to engage the unique feminine voices of consciousness, providing fascinating perspectives about the big questions. Kira Ra and Johanna Sand invite your mind to soften and your consciousness to expand. Lively, funny, and refreshingly authentic, the hour goes quickly. Extraordinary guests from the cutting edge of the feminine experience of consciousness add depth and dimension to this extraordinary conversation. And now, here are Kira and Johanna. Namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to Soul Mirrors, the voices of women of consciousness. I am Kira Ra.
And I'm Johanna Sand.
And we are so delighted to welcome you to the show tonight. Hey, tonight we are talking about trust as a real key to freedom. And if ever there was a moment where trust was our key to freedom, it is right now. Because come on, guys, let's face it. We have all been hurt. Right? We have all been violated. We have all felt that pain at some point in our life experience. And the greater experience is really how can we resolve and resurrect through these energies to discover the depth of trust that births our divine nature. And Johanna and I are really excited about jumping into this discussion this evening because we know this can be really challenging. There is so much to share. So remember, you can catch us at onenesstalkradio.com. You can catch us at tfrlive.com. You can watch us at YouTube over at Oneness Talk Radio channel. Also, if you're at onenesstalkradio.com, you can also watch the show and or listen to the show. If you want to watch us there, just scroll down the bottom of the homepage and you'll see us broadcasting there. And also over at our Facebook page, Oneness Talk Radio. So wherever you are, Johanna and I are delighted you're with us. And hello to all of our affiliates. Hello to all of you over in the chat room. Now, one last little left brain announcement. We are trusting, right, tonight's topic. Over at onenesstalkradio.com, we are very, very excited that we have a brand new custom-coded website. If you haven't been to our website and explored it in a while, go have some fun. Check it out. We hope you like it. But we found out that one of those bugs, because we just brought the migration over earlier today, one of those bugs was our call board. So guys, tonight it's chat for your questions. If you have a question for Johanna and I, if you have a mini soul reading request, you're going to need to put it into the chat. And Johanna is in the chat right now. You'll see her logged in as cracking the reality code. Hey, Johanna, I'm turning it over to you, sweetheart.
All right. Well, Kira, I think on a number of our shows, we keep coming back to the trust issue because it's so all-encompassing. You know, and it's seen from different levels, isn't it, Kira?
Yes.
It's a non-exhaustible topic because in this world that we live in, you know, none of us, as we keep repeating, are free from the travails, you know, the pain and pleasure dynamic that we all experience here.
Yeah.
So we're all in, we've, like, as you so beautifully stated above, we've all been violated. You know, at some point, things don't turn out the way we want. Terrible things happen to us in terms of, you know, what it looks like. And as we're awakening, and you call it ascending, awakening to this greaterness of self, you know, that's all encompassing. It's this, you know, the hunger that we have, the search that we've all been on, that we want to make this realizable and practical. I'm getting more and more using that word. What is really practical in our day-to-day life? And what is it that we really want? And how do we, you know, how does this manifest in the life we have? So it is an all-encompassing topic. And I wanted to kind of summarize, because the last couple weeks, you and I spoke, not as a blame and shame game at all, but we were pointing to what has been appearing in the mirror of our collective consciousness, which is all these kind of darker aspects of humanity's abuse and all levels, you know, sexual, financial, emotional, and it's shown up in our revered teachers sometime. And as we know, if we're all one, we all have aspects of these things within us because we are everything in essence. But I wanted to kind of sum it up in, as a kind of a lead-in to what we're doing, because I felt like we pointed in these last 2 weeks to the, no matter what happens, no matter if our trusted so-called teachers betray us or our friends or whatever happens, that in the soul's unfolding journey, all of these things, you know, can be, should we be ignited in that direction, they can all be changed into moments of awakening, uplifting, rising. They're part of, you know, in the grand unfolding, part of the journey. And yet, I think it's very important at the level that we're functioning in this denser level of duality and, you know, identity with bodies and all this. I really do think from a place it's good to point out these things so that we become aware and ignited in being discerning about our own power and where we're putting that power. And I did want to bring up just briefly, not as, you know, I don't know if anyone's aware, but it's been all over BuzzFeed and things about Tony Robbins too, which has he's having his moment in the spotlight with abusive issues coming out. And he is, I think he can be kind of, not only was he uplifting a lot of people, but there was a shadow side to it. So I think by holding all of that, we can embrace it and we bless him on his journey. But I really appreciate that we can bring these things out now in a loving way and be aware. So honestly, sometimes the bigger the game, the bigger the illusion. So let us not be taken in by, you know, great money, great power, great popularity. Let's just use our sense of intuition and be trusting of ourselves. So I wanted to bring that out and lead in. And Kira, do you have anything you want to share now about the trust issue? I think tonight is going to be, I was interested in hearing how you're seeing things and would love to share, you know, my perspective as well. And also you out there, please use our chat room and share with us your story or your questions. All right?
Absolutely. I love it. Well, you know, Johanna, I have to share that first and foremost, I do want to give a huge shout out. I'm smiling, I'm engaging, I'm listening, I'm paying attention to everything you're sharing. And I have to admit, if you were, I have this kind of Cheshire cat grin because on the 4th, you know, just 2 days ago, today is June 6th. So here we are in June. Yeah. And you know, it really is, we are in this moment of freedom. We have this huge cycle that opened up May 22nd that's going on through June 22nd. Plus we have this huge buildup coming in for the middle of June. And I love that we're talking about trust as the key to freedom, because in the month of June, it's all about fun, right? It's all about really just being yourself, just relaxing into who you are and allowing and igniting that energy. And one of the things that we talked about that when Sri and I put out our June predictions video over at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kara, if you're hiding, you're lying right now, right? If you're hiding, you're lying. If you are hiding, meaning if you are honestly not expressing the truth of who you are, then this is a moment to actually feel the support around you. And that's what you're bringing forward. What you're sharing is that there is this moment of great support. And I really enjoy that this support that is out there right now is happening on so many different levels. And this is another reason why on June 4th, and I do want to bow before that, I think there were 300 of you live on the call Tuesday night. I just want to bow behind all of you because we did something that has created a miracle, and you want to talk about trust. So Johanna, I do want to just share this because Sri and I, actually, for those of you, this is going to be our whole weekend. Sri and I are going to be talking about it. So I'm going to give you guys the really short story right now. And if you were with us Tuesday night, some of this story is really quite extraordinary. And so what happened was Tuesday night, we opened up with our core journey gathering of the masters. And guys, there is still time to join us in journey two. Just go to shreencare.com. We left all the registration stuff up because the more of us that are doing this together, the better. So we culminated, Johanna, with our first full-blown we together, 300 of us at the same time, literally did a time jump into New Year's Eve 2019, collected that mastery energy and collectively brought it back. And at the same time we did that, and I just found this out because it was people that were in our class from France who sent it to us, and we had it come in from several different people. At the exact same time we all completed that, a crop circle appeared in France that matches the exploded pyramid of spiritual awakening. And today I superimposed that crop circle over it. And it was mind-blowing because it is a it is both a warning and a celebration. And what I have to share with all of you who don't know was that in 2011, on June 22nd, 2011, Sri and I were in England at behest of Archangel Zadkiel, who 2 years earlier had drawn a crop circle, and I folded it up after the ensoulment and we sealed it in an envelope. And we were told that if the world had gotten to a certain point, this crop circle would manifest. And we had been told that we needed to go to England. We had been in England for a week. We were all traipsing around all the crop circles. It was amazing. And it was our last day there that this crop circle appeared, and we were the first people there. And I opened up the envelope and it was the exact crop circle. So I'm sharing this because that was in 2011. And the fact that on June 4th, just 2 days ago, we did this opening, this time jump, after we had just for the very first time in this group revealed these energetic spirals and what they looked like. And at the same time we did this, the crop circle appeared. So wow. I want to just tell all of you that Sri and I'm sharing this with all of you right now because I'm still in the energy of it, guys. Since May 22nd, I have had 2 to 3 ensoulments a day coming in from the divine directors. I am having a really hard time being in form, and I am having to trust at a level that I have never trusted before. And, you know, for you guys that are in that event, you know, we put out an ensoulment about being in the borderlands right now. If you have our app, that was the weekly ensoulment last week. We are all collectively in a moment, Johanna, where we must trust, where trust is the only energy left, and that trust can't come from this dimension. It can't come from the perception of a mind. It can't come from linear experiences. It needs to be that deep knowing that can only anchor through what you're talking about. So that's my response. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. And I think, you know, what you pointed to in that last sentence, it's a new level of trust. And I think yes. What the word unknowing comes to me, it's almost as if we have to trust the unknowing, because there is no way in our linear framework of cause and effect and how our ordinary part of our egoic mind interprets reality that is going to serve us now. We simply have to, see through the limitations and the expansion of the self and what we are that really is infinite, is this unfolding journey of which our survival mechanisms that used to work for us and now have gotten us into some restrictions are being let go.
Yes.
And in that sense that I get all the time of trust. And I know that can be interpreted, well, then you're just a blind trust and you don't do anything. No, that is very contrary to, I think, the trust we're pointing to, which is us having access to a certain spaciousness that I get comes from within. Yes. And it extends to the totality of everything, because everything is that spaciousness, really, or it appears in that spaciousness. Right. And so that sense of trusting, I mean, these days I just go, I know very little. I mean, these days I know that I don't know.
Right. But that's such a high level of mastery. I mean, I love that I don't know. I love that we have that rich opportunity. Yet, collectively, and Johanna, if you don't mind, I want to indulge all of us, and I hope you guys don't mind, and I'm looking over in the chat room, and I don't think you'll mind, but I also had this powerful, amazing, profound ensoulment come through today, and the first person who heard it was Sue, and I read it to Sri, but I just, in this moment, as I'm listening to you, Johanna, I want to read, I'm going to read just one paragraph, you guys, because this is really cool, guys, and Sri and I, check out the e-card we're going to send for our radio show for the whole weekend. We're going to be talking about this message that has come through and the crop circle journey. We're going to be integrating this energy in the June 11 call. So look, if you wanted to join the Core Masters program, get in, guys. This is the moment. We are going to be taking a massive time jump. We are going to be going all the way to 2022 next Tuesday, collectively. So come join us. There is still time. Just register and then you'll get the video and you'll get to see what happened last week and see the miracle that I'm talking about right now with this crop circle. And check that out. It's only because we have people from all over the world in real time on this call that there were people in France that had this happen that sent it to us almost immediately. And they're like, oh my God, look what just happened. So Johanna, I want to read something that came through today. I'm just going to read two little paragraphs. Is that okay? And this is my way of trusting because I will share in the safety of this beautiful show supported by the feminine energy on the planet that my June about really being yourself is walking through my own borderland of what I would call sanity into that I'm being called to do. And I, how can I keep teaching if I don't do this myself? So I'm right there with you all. I'm right there doing this with every one of you. We're all doing it together. And so I want to read this to all of you guys first. You're the first people to hear. This isn't everything that came through, but this was just a little bit. And Johanna, it feels appropriate. So thank you for letting me indulge. All right, guys, let's all bring our hands to our heart. Let's take a cleansing breath. And this is from the Divine Directors again. Okay. We are the front line. We are the generals. And the front line always has the fewest volunteers. However, it calls forward only the strongest, most courageous, and integrous. For without these energies in full unison, we cannot wield the sword of illumination. This is the moment for divine remembrance and healing, and the moment that has been coming forward through the unified fields of light and harmony without hesitancy as the May 22nd, 2019 opening provided. Without fanfare or need for approval, a simple announcement that can and will be heard by all who are ready to free the illusion once and for all as they claim the full birthright of a lineage holder in this lifetime of completion. So what? So what if it is all happening? If everything that seeks to stop you, scare you, betray you, hurt you, entrap you, so what if it is unfolding? Is that what you want your life to be about? Is that the energy you want to offer to our children and this world? Is that how you want your days spent, worrying about the future, conspiring with others to support positions that offer minor comfort, let leave you always wanting more, hoping yet afraid to hope, yielding to suspicion when the suspicious speak, inviting the beliefs of others that are entwined with the entrapment energies of fear and anger to inspire doubt of your own being? Is that honestly what you want? So what if it is all happening or not? You are the master of this divine dance, and as that master, you have the instantaneous ability to lift through this illusion and discover the gift that defies the mind of one who is entrapped. You are a lineage holder, and you are holding up light to the illusion and not being afraid of what it shows you. Mm-hmm. So it is.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That's today.
And, you know, really, wow. You know, it's really pointing to this, you know, we keep pointing to this, you know, whatever word we use, this trust, this realization that we are the divine energy. We are that.
We're playing
a little game of identifying with a small mind, you know, that has taken control for whatever reason. I mean, we can try to give a why question about all of that, but why questions really can't be answered at that level.
And
that's where the trust level comes in. Like, yes, we all have challenges. Yes, it is tough here sometimes, as you were just sharing. But the magnitude of what we really are, you know, the magnitude of that, which whether we're getting glimpses of it, whether we're sitting in that, you know, sitting as that realization, it doesn't matter. It matters that if we have that fire burning in our heart, however that fire gets there, you know, to see and realize this energy, then we say to whatever comes up, thank you, you are my teacher.
Yes, yes. I'm applauding.
So true. You are my teacher.
And, absolutely.
And then, you know, what's been coming up over here in this body dealing, you know, sitting here in this room, you know, being with you. You know, sometimes, you know, these pains come up, these, you know, whatever doubts and sadness, you know, we play these variations. And while I would like to tonight get into, you know, and ask you, Kira, what kind of techniques you use, but lately what's been coming up for me is just trust even what comes up, even if it's a difficult emotion or it's intense, because the witnessing of that, you know, we're learning more and more that the witness is kind of the key to it. You know, the witness is able to, you know, if we go into these shadow places, like as we've been pointing out with even our beloved spiritual teachers, fall off into aspects that they don't, you know, that aren't looked at. We just, you know, we can handle anything that comes up, and the avoidance of it often creates more, you know, what I call the false persona or the identities. So I just wanted to share kind of the process that seems to be occurring over here more often than not, you know, which is whatever it is that's appearing. And let's face it, none of us want to feel bad or feel pain or feel worthlessness. Right. But even examining that, you know, even just saying, I even accept that.
Right.
And that is unfolding and flowering and releasing, you know, the traumas or whatever that have held us in these repetitive patterns.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Johanna, I wanted to read as you're sharing, you're inspiring all this wonderful chat. And let me just read a couple of things I have going on here. So,
yes, I just saw some things that just came up.
So we have, you know, this show brought to you on the fifth dimension and beyond. So guys, the fifth dimension right now for me is like almost density. I'm telling you, this is 22nd to June 22nd, and I am so excited because Sri and I have been also here at Tosa Blue Mountain in this massive renovation before our, you know, the group comes, Johanna.
Yeah, how's it going, Kira?
Hello, they were supposed to be done yesterday. Guess what, everyone? They're not. And as a matter of fact, they're out there working right now on my kitchen. I had to tell them, it's like, you cannot drill while I'm on the air. And I'm just giggling about the trust in that. And I'm looking over here and I'm looking at all these beautiful people. And hey, Glory likes my earrings. Thank you. I do too. They're very cool. And look, they have Rudraksha in the center. See, it's 33rd Lotus is going, spiraling up to the 33rd crystalline dimension with the Nepalese Rudraksha in the center. I love these earrings. And all right, Benjamin, lately for me, trust has been about trusting myself and intuitive guidance. It can be so easy to question guidance sometimes. Trust takes a lot of work. Well, I think you have something to say about that, Johanna, don't you?
Well, trust does, I mean, trust in the sense, it hits so many levels. And, you know, when we're expansive and we're really in touch with these expanded, I call it self or what, you know, ascension energy, when we're really in touch with that, you know, we can see everything works together, right? You know, it works as this one energy. So trust becomes very clear to see. Where trust is challenging is when our attention is focused in the density. And and things are challenging us. And, you know, and we can get into that about how to, and it does appear to take work at that level. It really does. Because, you know, all of it's counterintuitive to what's going on. But I say, you know, every bit of it, if it's embraced or held by awareness, which is love, you know, if we take what is happening and we have, the more expanded we get in touching into these higher levels, the easier it is to deal with this density. And I say it's unique to every person, whatever we're drawn to that will be a guidance for us to, or a clue along the way to help us navigate this. So awesome. Yeah, long answer to a short question, but it is a challenge, but you know, I think Kira and I are, we have perhaps possibly different techniques and things that we do, but we're really on the same page when it comes to trusting. It wouldn't be happening to us if it wasn't there for our greater liberation.
Well, that's,
and sometimes the darkest of things, as we all know, break open into the most transcendence and awareness. So I'm getting more and more mundane these days. Like, you know, even though, I mean, I've worked with plant medicine for so many years, so I've been in very high frequencies and through meditation and plant medicine, which has been a huge gift to me. But at the same time, you know, those have worked for me. They're not everybody's thing, but whatever we do to expand our awareness and at the same time simultaneously embracing every aspect of how we appear.
Yes, I hear that. Well, you know, I want to jump in and say that I also, before we go to the next person in the chat, and guys, thanks for putting your questions in the chat. It really helps us tonight since our call board's down.
Here, I've got a question for you down here in the second to last one, right?
Sounds
here.
Great. I just wanted to also share about trust taking a lot of work. You know, today, just today, Benjamin, I had to really spend some time looking at my own energy of resistance. Because I am at a breakthrough moment in a way that I have never been before. And it honestly became very, very, very challenging. And so I realized, Benjamin, that the minute I stopped resisting, it became really easy. But there was behind the resistance a final shred of fear. And I actually had to work through it with Sri Radha, because it was that voice of the little child being told, go to your room and don't tell people about their dead grandparents. You know, there's something wrong with you because you see colors around people. There's something, you know, you need medicine because you're hearing voices. And so I realized that I was at another core issue, the center of my own resurrection energy. And guys, it tied in with this miracle of the whole crop circle overlay and all those revelations and the other parts of this installment that came through today, that we each are going to face an issue in this moment. And it's going to be something that is going to surprise you. It is going to be something that will invite you into the depth of mastery. So Benjamin, if you're finding that trust is taking a lot of work, it means there's resistance, Angel. And I know it because I just went through it today. I really had a look at it because I'm really resisting the level of surrender I'm being invited to go into. Or I should say I was resisting it until about a few hours ago when I realized that the minute I let go of the resistance, it got so easy. And right. I'm suspecting we're probably really close to our break. So I just want to say ahead of time that when we take this break, I'm sorry, Sri.
We're coming back in 30 seconds.
We're coming back in 30 seconds.
Oh my God, seriously?
So okay. Through the break. So in about 30 seconds, guys, I'm going to be saying welcome back for everyone that's been listening to us on the audio, who did not hear this great past 3 minutes of conversation and wisdom to Benjamin. So consider that to have been your bonus time if you're watching us on the video. And thank you for hearing that. And so, Johanna, I really want to invite that. Let me just share that a couple people are commenting on the resistance thing I was just talking about. So since we're going to come back on, I see Rachel going, resistance, thumbs up. Yeah. Patty, thank you, Kira. I've been trying to release my resistance and control issues to go deeper. Patty, baby, I get it. I did not know. I had to look at Shree in real time and process this. I didn't, you know, I thought I was the queen of trust, you know, and I realized that it's because I am, you know, that ensoulment, that borderline, the borderlands ensoulment. Those of you that are taking the journey to the core, it's in the journey to the core. I am in the borderlands with you guys, and I really am. And so I feel like today I was thrown my clear guidance from the universe when I saw this crop circle and the minute I saw it. So welcome back to all of you at TFR Live, OnenessTalkRadio.com. We are delighted you are with us. Johanna and I here at Soul Mirrors, Voices of Conscious Women, just finishing up what we call our 3-minute bonus time, all about trust and resistance. And we invite you that if you were not here, if you're just listening to the audio, please catch the replay of this show over at Oneness Talk Radio, our station at YouTube, or of course, right over here at OnenessTalkRadio.com. Johanna, welcome back to the second half. This has been so well.
No, yes.
I am trusting the flow. And I have to admit, guys, we were both Johanna and I were just a little nervous when the call board was down, but you guys are doing such a great job in the chat. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And it's great to hear. It's great to hear from you, whatever means you come by that. So thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah.
And these issues of resistance and, you know, the levels to which we're letting go of things and the difficulty that comes up when we see these things.
Right.
But, you know, we can't let go of what we can't see. So often, you know, the catalysts for these are the you know, we go, oh, wasn't I done with that? Why do I have to deal with that? I thought I was done with my trauma, and I don't ever say, you know, we're all done.
You need to be in the journey to the masters. We just talked about this on Tuesday. Anyway, go ahead. I'm kidding you.
Yeah, no, but it is. It's that sense of how do you say, using by whatever means as a loving way,
right,
to meet. We even can meet our resistance with love. Yes.
You know, absolutely.
You know, we sometimes resistance just is easy, and sometimes it's a little more challenging.
Yes, indeed.
But it's a very good cue, and as if we have this fire that we go, I am rising. I am realizing. I am that, and whatever is in the way of it, whatever is my resistance, whether it's past life, childhood trauma, you know, I'm not saying we need to focus essentially on those things, but the bringing this up is such a gift. And I do think our attitude can come to appreciate whatever. It will give us the strength to handle it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what we're saying. And I just want to talk about part of that strength is this amazing community. So I just want to first stop.
Yes.
Say thank you guys for supporting Soul Mirrors Radio. Please pass the word. Maybe you want to gather your friends together and have some fun discussion with us every week. You know, let's increase this community, because my heart just relaxes. I love coming to you guys every Thursday night right with here with Johanna, where together we can all bring everything together. And so I'm just, Johanna, I was gazing over back at the chat, just looking at all of these amazing people participating with our show this evening.
Yes.
I also want to give a shout out that my beloved husband, Shree Ramka, is sitting right over there producing the show, and he's also handling the chat room over at the YouTube station. So if you are over having chat at Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube, that's my beloved angel, Shree Ramka, and they're chatting with you. So just loving the feel of this community. So Johanna, you had mentioned earlier before the break, you had a question for me, something in the chat?
Well, I just, you know, I like the idea of, how are we handling, and I think you covered a lot of it, but any other pointers, how are you handling, and I asked the question to our chat room as well, How are you handling these issues of lack of trust and doubt and things that can appear in our mind's eye of something going horribly wrong, you know, and the I call it the lack of peace of mind that these things bring up for it. So, you know, you've shared wonderful things already, but if there's any more commentary on, you know, what's the sense of it for you these days?
Well, I will share with you that, and I would invite all of you to it again as well, that I have a very different sense than I did before May 22nd. There really has been this extraordinary expansion going on. And what it did for me is it literally forced me. It was like a kerplunk out of the universe that basically said, here you go. And so I will admit that over the past 17 years, since I've been blessed to come together with Sri Ramka and start this mission, based on, you know, the request of the archangelic realm, over the past 17 years, I have been very acutely aware of the exponential growth that I have also gone through. You know, it's like we're all going through this growth together, right? And so the reason I'm sharing this with you is that right now, when you ask me that question, I am so grateful that I have honestly anchored outside of this dimension. Because if I was still anchored in this dimension right now, I could not handle that energy. And I also know that part of what my job is right now is to be holding my space there. And that's what I was resisting, was that, and again, I'm going back to this ensoulment, the one that I put a portion of it in the June 4th workbook. Those of you that were with us, those of you that are in our mastery mentorship application, this was the message last week, the miracle team, the ensoulment message for the week. I have been in my own borderlands. And I feel like I told Sri the other day, I honest to God feel like Moses in the desert. I feel like I have been wandering and I'm hearing and I'm connected, but it's like I needed my own burning bush, and that happened with this crop circle. And then I just have to share, and you guys, you've got to join us this weekend. And this, we need to get this out there. This has to get out there. I went back and read the ensoulment that came through me when I was sitting in that crop circle in the field, July 22nd, 2011, and read it like it was written for exactly today. And so we're going to be, that's how I'm handling things. How I'm handling things is outside of linear time and space, which is exactly what we have been told to do. So I will tell you the downside, because there's a downside. Sri and I were in Cuenca Tuesday. What a massive mistake that was, because Tuesday was also the night. Well, Tuesday was, I love Cuenca and I normally love going, but Tuesday night was the premiere of this gathering of the Master's Journey. And like I said, we had, I don't know, somewhere over 300 people show up live. I mean, there's more people than that registered, but those are the ones that were just there live. And that was a huge container to time warp with. And the energy was so extraordinary that all day long, so by the time we even got to Cuenca, I was having an anxiety attack, which is something I don't ever do. My husband had to sit in the backseat of the car and hold my hand. I was dizzy. I could barely walk. We had to go sit in an empty restaurant so I could just get enough of myself back together to make the drive home, where I was so nauseous, I almost vomited in the car. And that energy was very challenging because it was huge. But by the time we got into that group Tuesday night, it was extraordinary. But all day Wednesday, I paid the price. I had a horrible throat. Like I thought I had, I honestly thought I had strep throat. I literally had sores come out on my tongue. There was so much that it took and there were some projectors. There were some people that were there intentionally to try and mess with the energy. And so it took literally everything I had to do that. So now here I am today, Thursday night, and I am refreshed. I am rejuvenated. I am resurrected, because I honestly feel like that my way through it, excuse me, forgive me, my way through this was to hold my trust and to let and see my resistance, to let the two become so paradoxically opposed that I was forced to pop through the other side. And that's why I'm kind of bubbling tonight, because you guys are seeing me in real time. This all happened today, guys. This all happened today. Right. Yeah, so you know, Johanna, I know that's probably not the answer you were looking for, but that's awesome.
No, I'm not looking for any particular answer. I just think some people in the chat room, I mean, someone wrote, music works great, back majority of the time, even changed the lyrics. And another one of our beautiful chat folks out here says, at times it feels like a waiting game.
And so true.
Someone else writes, I look at them as remnants of the old me, and it fades more and more as I grow and realize that it's all just an illusion that I am writing through my focus.
Well said.
Andrew.
Well said.
And Rachel wrote, oh my gosh, that's what I saw. Probably what you were commenting on, Kira. Go on, Kira, entry from Rachel. No, it's almost like it feels paradoxical to me, you know.
Well, you know, I want to jump in and share. Yes, it does. And up here, I just noticed this one from Guest 365. I seem to remember you and Sri teaching trust was truth revealed under spiritual tenacity. That's exactly what we teach. And
Thank you, and
that's what that spiritual tenacity is. Is it not? Spiritual tenacity is trust, and it will always reveal the truth to us. It's a beautiful circle. And so thank you for sharing that with everyone again. And you know, I'm really enjoying, Johanna, the gift of this extraordinary moment that we are all co-creating right now. I think this is the witnessing of the witnesser, right? Like in this moment right now, earlier we had someone say, you know, this show brought to you by the fifth dimension. And my comment is, and well beyond, because what I have really learned to be true, you know, it's cute here. I'll show you guys. You see right here, look guys, you see what this is? This is one of my beautiful, beautiful drums, right? This is a Shiva drum. And today I was called into the temple to just keep drumming, to just keep calling it the infinite. Yeah, and I don't want to do it on the air because I think it would probably blow up the microphones, but I was just sitting down there today doing this and discovering, and I looked at Sri later on and I said, you know, I was aware that that was the most important thing for me to do in that moment, despite a laundry list of things to do. And that's part of that surrendered trust, is that I'm just going to go do that because that's what I need to be doing. And that's my commitment to June. And I invite all of you to take me up on that same challenge, which is be yourself. Be you. You know, I started painting lotus flowers in the temples. Those of you that are coming to TOSA in June are going to be blown away if you've been here before. Those of you who've never been here, get here so you can get blown away. And so you can do a journey with Johanna. My God, one of the greatest honors in the planet. So getting exciting, huh, Johanna? We're almost there. It's going to be
is anyone out there, or Kira and Sri, are we in a time warp? I mean,
we're out of time, and
like you said, in another dimension, and you know, the words I use over here is I get who I really am is beyond all this, and it's not a conceptual belief. How we have to anchor that into this is go through whatever shows up for us with that tenacity, you know, and then that does birth us into this, what I call the source field, or you can even beyond that, the absolute or whatever. So we're anchoring, it's almost like this is a movie, you know.
I said that yesterday. It's almost like a bad B movie. It very much is.
Sometimes it's a fabulous movie.
True.
And sometimes it's really absurd.
Yeah, no, it's hysterical.
But we're a character in it. But the problem is we identify too much with the character. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And so the release of that, you know, when we're anchored, you know, you call it anchored in, you know, the what we are that is truly outside. And it is inside as well. I mean, it's the language is paradoxical. But we can't know that we are all of it until we know that we are free from it. You know what I'm saying?
So well, it's that's the witness witnessing the witnesser.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so everything that we're going through, and I keep saying the same thing in different ways, but like we're really bolstering, you know, ourselves and each other.
Right.
To say, you know, to we can handle everything. Someone just wrote something. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
What's your take on the shadow in shamanic parlance? Some say it is not self. Some say it's a false projection, which requires love and light. Others say it is part of ourselves and we have to embrace it in order to be our full selves. What does integrating the shadow entail? Does it transform the shadow or let it be? Very good question. And honestly, it's probably everything that's been projected here. But how can we define it other than we know, you know what I've been seeing lately, and honest to God, I've been on this pretty consciously on this unfolding journey for most of my adult life. You know, I'm not young in years in spirit, but
I'm not touching it.
Yeah, shut up, Kira. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, we're not going to go. But now, you know, what I'm seeing these days, and this is just a perspective I have, it's the shadow is taking on a whole new relevance. And I look at it in our collective consciousness. And there's something begging for us to witness this, not to get involved or make it real, because in one sense, it's not real, because everything, what is real is this one energy that everything is, and it appears in different ways. So, and that's the sense of the illusion of it. But in order, you know, it is part of what we're seeing through, and until we consciously see it, it does run us. And I've seen it in myself to a great degree, and myself that I see around me. So this is just my take on it these days is there isn't any one way to bust the shadow. And I work with plant medicine, and I know a lot of people can be a real tool to release the shadow, to really see it clearly. And in others, you know, it's, you know, you can bypass it completely and go right into the expansion, which also can be useful to, you know, to really see these more unconscious patterns that we're not even aware of. So I know there's not one answer to this, but all I can say is I think in a lot of us, it's just time to, we have the power now, we're conscious enough, we're expanded enough, as Kira said, we're ascended enough, right, Kira? Mm-hmm. That we have the wherewithal now to go deep into these shadows and not be engulfed by them. And I think the witness of them will allow them to release the witness of these things.
You know, so I jump in, Johanna. I just want to share with Glory. Glory, I know you asked for or invited Johanna's take. I just, every time I hear this question, I have to admit, I love going back to the simplicity of Archangel Zadkiel and yeah. the multi-layered response he gave to this question. And here was Zadkiel's question. He said, just remember, some plants grow better in shade. And the reality is that some shade plants are pretty darn beautiful. And so when we can, you know, another one of my favorite, not to just be throwing out quotes, but another one of my favorites is that, you know, the only difference between a flower and a weed is your perception, right? Yeah. You know, I have seen some of the most beautiful flowers on the planet. So the way that I feel it, and then I noticed, Gloria, you also just wrote on, crazy and magnificent, so true. The way that the shadow seems to be experiencing itself when you lift into multidimensional consciousness is that, as we've been sharing, through this witnessing the witnesser of the third dimensional experience, it's like a beautiful union. It's that moment of recognizing the shadow and then loving it so much through that energy of forgive them, they know not what they do, love them, they know not what they do, that it dissolves, that there's suddenly just this beautiful dissolution. And when everything just dissolves, you are just left in the stillness of creation. So everything is serving its purpose, is it not? And I love, and it ties me to what Benjamin is saying here. He says, it really does feel like a crazy dream. Yes. And
it is a dream.
It is, right? It is. Yeah. And so once we know that, we can have a heck of a lot of fun with it.
You know, it is a dream. And I know you get feedback from saying that, like, oh, what do you mean? You don't take it seriously. You don't care.
That's,
you
know, that's where most people misunderstand.
Yes. And then that's the paradox.
It is the paradox and the greatest misunderstanding.
We see it as the dream, the freer we are. And we're the dream character. And that's where Kira, I think, is pointing out the witness of the witness.
Exactly.
You know, it is this sense of what we are is so is so, you know, beyond this, and paradoxically it allows us to function in the dream with flow, you know, it, with this more peace of mind navigating the dream, you know, to navigate it and be able to deal with the duality of appearance. And it's not always, you're not always going to get what you think you want, but it's how
I think the stone thing about that.
It's nothing wrong with asking for what we want. It's what we do with the energy when we don't get what we want that causes our suffering. You know, so it's...
Yeah, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
Get what you need, baby. You know, but it is so... It like crazy and magnificent. Someone just said, haha. And it is. And it's like, it's getting more, Kira and I did a show on the surreal dream. Do you remember, Kira?
I do. I mean, check it out, guys. It's a good show.
It's more surreal than ever, but you know, that perception of how surreal everything is, yeah, is giving us the catalyst, the power to wake up out of it. You know, because you can't really take it seriously in one sense, right?
Yes, that's true. You know, one of the, I have to share, you know, talk about irreverence, if we want to use that word. I always go back to the very first public time Sri and I ever did an installment. It was in front of 300 people. After I had said I would never, ever, ever, ever do an installment, we were at a Crimson Circle event. Tobias had invited us in, Jeff, and we did this big event. And I will never forget, you know, because I don't know what Zadkiel says. Archangel Zadkiel came in and said, look, go dance. Go drink fermented grape. Go have fun. Go be. And like the audience was freaking out. I mean, laughing hysterically and completely freaking out, because the one thing that Archangel Zadkiel has always been, if nothing else, is irreverent. But and then he even gave a discourse on irreverence and that it is our ability. And this is the gift, and this is the absolute exquisite moment that I am really enjoying dancing with right now, is that recognition that when we can really let go of the being in the borderlands, we can stop our own wandering in the desert and say, all right, I'm going to let go of what people consider to be sanity, and I am just going to be me. I am just going to fully step into it. And I'm telling you, I'm going in with a little bit of moi. You are it's so much easier. It's so much easier, and it is a blessing, and it does bring you to that moment of where the witness is witnessing the witnesser of the third dimensional experience. And so it's so clearly a dream that all you feel is compassion, all you feel is love, because it is no longer being processed through a brain that is quite frankly being entrapped by all of the inducements of density. And that's why I opened up today with that ensoulment, because I thought that ensoulment really nailed it.
It was a beautiful ensoulment. I mean, and then this, you know, we've so identified with the dream, and that's part of the process too. And of course, you know, when our very sense of self and, you know, mortality is tied up with this random, crazy happenstance here, and we're not anchored and connected to the, you know, the reality of what we call it, the divine reality of what we are, you know.
And that
gives us the power, you know, and everyone here, oh, what a great chat room tonight.
I know, anyway, it's outrageous.
Yeah. Hi, Corey. Corey's out there. It's that, call it, you know, the momentum, and we're breaking through, guys. We're breaking through. And everyone has a little different, you know, take on it, kind of a unique journey of what catalyzes. I mean, people say, well, how do you wake up? Well, there is about 7 million ways in one sense.
I think it's about 7 million.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I meant to say, Miss Kira. But it is. It's like, you know, all I say, if you got the fire in you, whatever it's there, I personally sense more it's working as one energy. So we're not really, you know, that's a whole other, we have to get into the free will debate, Kira, one night. But anyway, so it's the whole unfolding of this. And man, if you're here in the chat room, if you're here online, if you're here, if whatever you're doing and you have that fire and you trust it, and then can listen, you know, and I had one question. How do we know sometime if we're listening to our ego or we're listening, you know, deeper to that one energy? And I think we, you know, I don't know if you have any comments on that, Kira. It's becoming clearer. That's all I can say. But it's, you know, it's that freedom. If we're, whatever we're doing that brings us expansion and letting go of our territory and letting go of the me, you know, and at the same time, paradoxically, to shift that, and maybe that's what Corey was pointing to with the dark side. A lot of times.
Well, let me just say that's Glory. Yeah. I just want to say it's Glory, not Corey. And so Glory, forgive us.
I didn't have my glasses.
But Johanna, I want to jump over to Jerry's question. I'm going to interrupt you for a second because Jerry's question, I think, is a lot of people's question. So let's read this. In loving them, they know not what they do. If we send those people love, can it be used to empower additional negativity or does it dissolve it? So Jerry, great question. And let me share this with
great
you.
Great question.
So as the witness, as the ninth dimensional witness in the seventh dimensional witnessing of the fifth dimensional witnesser of the third dimension, if you are holding that compassionate love space there, then what they're receiving is a vibrational energy that cannot be used or twisted in any way. It is more of a healing presence that you become because you are not giving this, so to speak, in a third dimensional sense. There's no consciousness that is directing this energy. I am talking about a deep-seated experience that can only arise from having touched it yourself, where you just burst forward with this instantaneous, it's like all the dominoes fall at once and everything makes sense. And in that moment, it all dissolves. So my question back to you would be, invite yourself into where you are engaging that energy. And if it feels like something you need to give, invite yourself beyond. And Johanna, we are out of show. And so guys, we are going to have to stop there. We love you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining
us. Namaste. We love you, everyone. Bye-bye. Namaste. Bye.
The voices of conscious women are uplifting the world, and thank you for tuning in. To connect with Kira Ra and Johanna San, send an email to namaste@sriandkira.com. Simply namaste@sriandkira.com. Join us each week and stay tuned. So much more ahead.
Oneness Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, fun. Tune in to an honest portal of positivity 24/7. Experience unique talk radio from all around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. Discover oneness moments as you relax into 3 to 5 minutes of divine inspiration. Claim your oneness today. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.